Triple M's Rush Hour, the home of footy news, big name players and important topics.
What have you seen unusual?
Oh. Get into Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Everywhere I read and look, there's bloody Brayshaw.
Put moron number two on the phone.
So that's where I'm at. As I said, airborne, global, trendy.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Sun's out, guns out.
That's it.
I've got the shorts. Oh, how good do I look? I'm serious, Bill. It's taken me this long to present in this fashion.
I'm glad.
24 degrees, Bill, and I am looking an absolute picture.
Can you just get that recorded, please? I'm going to use that later.
Oh, look at old Bogan Rabs. He's still got 85 layers on. He hasn't realised the sun's shining.
Stupid beard, stupid moustache.
What are you on about, Rabs? You just been to the Northern Hemisphere where the sun was shining.
So it's cold here.
Well, get your bloody shorts out.
Looking guns out here, Jim.
Oh, old fat. I tell you, have a look at this. It doesn't get any better, Bill.
I know.
We're in September. It's over 20 degrees. Absolutely the best joint you could ever want to be a part of.
A bit windy, Jim, that's all.
Well, but not too bad. They were saying 50 degrees. It's not exactly howling. But anyway, we love it because it is going to get cold again on the weekend, we hear. A big show.
Who we got?
Wayne Carey, shortly. Can't wait for him.
He'll waltz in like he's Mr. September.
Braden Sire.
Oh, Sire.
Playing very nice football for your mob, Rabsy. A big, big man, too. Mm. Big-bodied midfielder and doing a very nice job of playing AFL footy.
Yep.
We've got a couple of tickets away to give away, and I'm taking over this week.
Are you?
I can't have the train wreck quizzes from last week.
Oh, come on,
so
Jim.
I'm taking over, and we've also got a little bit of topics brownless, which worries me enormously. Oh, yeah. Hello to you, Fat.
G'day, Jim. Those tickets to Melbourne and Hawthorne.
Yes.
That's a big game, that one indeed. G'day to you, listeners, and to you, Rabbit.
Oh, bring it on!
Everyone, and welcome to the very first edition of Wipeout Australia.
Oh,
I'm James Brayshaw. Thanks, James.
That's Josh Lawson there, too.
Remember we went over to Jim Goes, Josh Lawson
both
and me.
Both of us have gone through the stratosphere. He won an Emmy.
He did.
So Don Cheadle
in one of the most nominated for an ACRA.
One of the most successful shows on American television.
We went to LA. Jim goes, I know Josh Lawson. Just stick with me.
Yeah,
he'll look after me.
Good man.
We're best mates. We did this show together.
That's it.
Jim rang him 8 times. We were supposed to meet him at some hotel for you.
Yeah, we were.
Didn't turn up.
Well, he was shooting that show.
Oh,
that's what happened.
Jim,
and we crashed.
He didn't turn
we
up.
We crashed.
Oh. Now, you know what day it is today, Jim?
Yes, go on.
9/11.
Yes.
Do you know that happened 17 years ago?
17. Yep.
Really? 4 attacks on America, of course. 2,996 people killed. Just under 3,000.
I've hit record on it, Bill.
Yes.
There is apparently, I was reading about this, an amazing documentary which is called Days That Stopped America 9/11 on the History Channel tonight.
Uh-huh.
I think it's about 8:30.
Yep.
And they reckon it's absolutely brilliant. It tells the story of 6 different people involved.
Right.
One was in the tower and managed to get out. One, I think, was a fireman. One was in the Pentagon. And they reckon it's absolutely magnificent. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to watching that. But, I mean, everyone remembers what they were doing. I was asleep in Adelaide, having just got back from the Ashes.
Yep.
And mate rang me at about 4 in the morning.
You've got to watch this. Turn the TV on.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was 4 in the morning. I'll never forget it. And then we had to do a breakfast shift, which just obviously was handed straight over to that. And we were live talking to people in the States and in New York. And it was completely insane, Bill.
Unbelievable. Now, let's talk some footy. Reece Shaw is set to join North Melbourne, as we've spoken about before. That'll be welcome.
Be very welcome. Very good man, Reece Shaw.
Speaking of North Melbourne, I see Scotty.
Thompson.
Thompson. Keep calling him Scotty Turner. Signed a 1-year deal.
We were told that by Jay-Z Clark, end of last week.
He was. He's all over it, Jay-Z. And Gaff, too. They're talking about him going to North, Jim. There seems to be a lot more talk about that.
Let's hope so.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Would be nice.
Richmond midfielder Anthony Miles tied with Michael Gibbons from Williamstown last night, the JJ Liston.
He's got to find a home. It's too good a player to be sitting on a list and not playing.
Right. But even that Michael Gibbons has been around for a while now, and that's his second, I reckon, JJ Liston.
It is his second.
Yeah, so good. They need to find homes, exactly, because they're mature age players.
I don't know enough about the other guy, although let's hope he does. But certainly Miles, Bill, there's got to be a club that's got room for him somewhere.
Yeah. Liam Pickering. has come out today and said that Gary Ablett carried a number of injuries in the second half of the year. That's something we don't know, do we? We see him on the ground, but apparently had a broken hand.
Buddy the same.
And Buddy, yes.
Jess Hogan until he finally finished.
That's right.
I'm convinced for 6 weeks he was carrying something.
Geelong reportedly targeting Gary Rowan, Jack Stephen and Luke Dallas.
Hey, what are you doing down there?
I don't know, Jim. I don't know. I thought we were going back to the draft, but maybe
looks
not.
Looks like you're not.
Exactly. Well, they're all quick, those blokes. That's something.
I'm not saying they can't play. Yeah. It's just it's a topping up mentality down there.
Oh, I know. Humidor has been handed top weight in both the Caulfield and Melbourne Cups. Ooh. Will carry 58, which is a lot of weight, but not a bad horse, Humidor. Unbelievable run on the weekend. And Jim, Alistair Cook. Has retired, and he played his last test innings, the second innings, overnight. He made 147.
I watched it, Bill. It was the longest standing ovation I reckon I've ever seen.
Have to be. At the Oval?
At the Oval, they just wouldn't stop. And he's such a nice bloke, Ali Cook. He was so sort of embarrassed about it all, but they just kept going and going, and it was amazing. Joe Root made 100 as well, but they sent him out he sent himself out in class, but the way it was handled was brilliant. Do you know another player whose first and last test innings were hundreds?
Greg Chappell.
Greg Chappell. He made 100 in Perth in 1972, I reckon, batting seven.
Seven?
In his first test match. Batted seven.
So where did he bat in the second inning? Go up a bit?
No idea. And then, of course, against Pakistan, he made that big 100 to get past Sir Donald Bradman.
Yeah.
And it kept plastering Abdul Qadir to all parts. he's as good, he's the best player I ever saw, Greg Chappell. This guy was terrific, so well done.
Good way to finish. 147, your last hit.
Yep. Well, everyone loves Ali Cook. I've never heard a bad word said about him. He's obviously a beauty.
Nearly an Aussie, isn't he?
As in good bloke.
Yeah, as in good bloke. Because even Davey
not
Warner,
as in
apparently,
or anything else.
No. just a good
bloke. Even Davey Warner, who hates everyone, they said, "What about Alistair Cook?" He said, "Actually, not a bad bloke." He did, apparently.
Yeah, well, that's the highest compliment you can pay an English cricketer.
I call him Aussies.
Yeah, Ian Botham.
Yes, exactly.
For years, we used to say, "Well, he's basically an Australian."
That's right.
In other words, a better bloke than all the other half-wits he's hanging
around with. Dirty pumps.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Bill.
Right.
I can see the Duck swaggering in.
Oh, of course.
Look at the gear he's got on too.
Come on, Duck.
All right, we'll get to him next. The Kings wandered in September, specialist, of course. And
I'm here.
Shut up, Bill. Especially when the day looks like this. She's sunshine, early 20s.
And what's he wearing, Jim?
Got the shorts and the T-shirt. He's looking every bit the King as he wanders in. Hello, Wayne.
Yeah, g'day, gentlemen. Good to be here. What a beautiful day, Bill.
You got your 13-year-old daughter's T-shirt on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very short and tight.
Well, look at the weather, Bill.
Duck.
Sun's out, guns out.
Haven't you ever heard, if you've got it, flaunt it?
But not up and down Clarendon Street. You've been up here eight times.
Look at the difference between our two white shirts.
I can't believe
one's real floppy. Oh, the other one's probably a little tight. No.
Bill's just working his nipples up as we speak.
Well, Ducks, look, they just get erect. Now, Ducky boy. We're down to six teams now. A couple of teams dropped out over the weekend. Yeah. I want to know what you would do if you're the CEO of the Geelong Football Club and the Sydney Football Club. It's a bit hard when you're not in the tent. We all understand that. But just from outside, and one of the best special comments blokes in the business.
Yeah.
A good team you formed Sunday. Tell me, what would you
CEO
do?
CEO or list manager? What are you asking him to do?
CEO, bit of everything.
I'm across everything that's been said about the Cats, Bill, and I'm assuming you are as well. And when you've got Cookie saying certain things, and I listened to Chris Scott last night on one of the forums that he speaks on. And,
360.
I tend to agree with Chris. I don't think that they're completely broken. I think they do have to look at the way they play. It is a very different brand. And I think they've almost lost their identity in a way, their brand. I think it's very difficult to work out exactly what they are trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some superstars. I think they've got a pretty good list. And in terms of, you know, going backwards to go back to the draft, I don't subscribe to that. I don't think they're that far away. I think a couple of good decisions, this pre-season through the draft and other areas.
Well, they're talking Dalhouse, they're talking Gary Rowan now, they're talking
Jack Stevens.
So they're again, this is what interests me, Duck. They're again looking at getting ready-made players in.
And why not? I mean, if you got those three, I mean, Rowan could be a pressure forward. He's only there to do what some Richmond players do, elite speed. Dalhouse, very, very good player, can also play forward and on ball and do exact same thing. So you can see what they're
trying to achieve. What about the kids? Should they be drafted? Because they haven't got a lot coming through. go back to the draft?
No, I think with guys, you know, you had a little bit of bad luck with Gregson and Narkle and a few of these guys, Bill. And I think, you know, like most other teams, your depth at different times with that type got tested. But let's be honest, some of the talent at the top end that you've got, Duncan sort of, and I love Duncan, but he dropped away a little bit. So there's a number of players, Murdoch, you know, does he stay, does he go? There's all these things that, you know, and he's actually got speed, but he hasn't probably elevated himself to where he would like. So there's a lot of areas, obviously a ruckman. I think, you know, they've tried and tested numerous ruckmen during the year and none have really stood up. Stanley had a little patch of form of 3 or 4 weeks. So they've got some decisions, but I'm bullish. I don't think that the Cats will go anywhere. I think they'll capable of playing finals again next year and have a tilt at the premiership.
Well, that's the relevant bit to me. Are they a genuine premiership threat next year, or are you going to end up in that limbo land of the middle band where you don't get a good look at the draft? You don't get kids in, but you stay around 7, 8, 9. And
if they could have a result like Richmond did 2 years ago and get, I know Caddy, funnily enough, Caddy was at Geelong, but if they could get a Caddy and a Nan Curvis and a Prestia in one go, and then they come in and have an immediate impact like those three did, then they elevate themselves straight into a premiership contender, right. I think.
What about 881 Ks north?
Sydney.
Yeah, well done. You got it.
Once again, I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I think that Sydney are going to be okay. I think they had a lot of bad luck this year. Now, they might lose Hanbury, but what do they – they'll get a fair bit for him if they do. If they don't, well, I love the way he goes about it. He's obviously had an injury-interrupted year. Kennedy was sore. So a lot of reasons. Reed never got on the park. So I think that they've got more depth than what people give them credit for. Mm. And I know a couple of those older players, the Grundys and the Rampies and McVay's re-signed. But McVay had a great year. So I don't think Sydney's going anywhere either. Mm. I think they are capable of once again playing finals next year and contending. And, you know, a little bit of luck. A really good, the same as Geelong, really good period pre-season. Pick up one or two, develop one or two, get improvement out of what you've already got there. And, you know, you're talking about Florent and these guys. You'd expect Heaney to get better. So you get improvement from those guys and all of a sudden you can jump up pretty quick.
Yeah, well, see, for me, I think Sydney are in a much healthier place. I reckon Mills, Heaney, Haywood. Florent, Haywood, Papley.
Yeah.
The young McCartan, I reckon. So I reckon there's, and they have brought them all in. I reckon they've debuted a heap of kids in the last 25-30 games. I like where they're set up better than Geelong. I think Geelong are older and have done more drafting for the now, and it's more crucial that this patch that they're in delivers them success. Whereas I reckon Sydney are actually in a better position to launch the next 5 years.
Yeah,
their base of kids is better than the Cats. Mate, I don't think there's any way you can argue.
Yeah, you might be right there, JB. But I still think the Cats are not that far away. Like I said, a few tweaks here and there, and a couple of players and improvement. That's, you look at the sides that have jumped out of the ground. You look at West Coast. Sheeds all of a sudden had an unbelievable year. You need clubs and teams to have career best or near career best years, and not just one or two. I'm talking about right over the whole team. And if you get that, you get something special.
All right, we need to get to a break because next we're going to ask about these two games coming up on the weekend.
AFL Hall of Famer, the Duck, in the studio.
Oh, now we've got two massive games coming up, Duck, starting Friday night. Hawthorn, Melbourne, what are you expecting?
Oh, I'm expecting a fierce contest. You expect Alistair Clarkson to have some plans in and around. I know Clarko said that we're all sheep, Bill. I think he was mainly talking to you. But
Damien Barrett and that mob.
But what I think what people were doing with Clarko, and I think he missed the point, is everyone has so much respect for him that they thought that he might be capable of motivating, not tactically, but motivating this team to get up and have a win. And I think that's what he'll be obviously trying to do this week against a red-hot Melbourne. I think if Melbourne play anywhere near their best, they win. Quite simple. It's whether Hawthorn can come out. If they can have that ferocity that they had in the first quarter last week and they can maintain that for the whole game, I think they'll have a plan for Geordie Lewis, their old teammate, four-time premiership Hawk. I don't think he'll be allowed to just float across half-back and do what he wants. I think they'll really target him and the man that plays on him, they will make sure they use him. They'll make him accountable. So I think they'll have some real plans in and around the D's. But as I said, I think if they're anywhere near their best Melbourne, they have just got they're just even all over the ground.
Yep.
The Hawks, obviously, a couple of big outs. I'm not sure who will come to Schoenmakers get another opportunity. So they're the question marks over them. But Melbourne looks settled. They're confident. I actually had a little bit of a look at them train today, JB, went past, and the amount of people out there, Billy, look, you know, the sun's out. The ball was just whizzing around.
Did you see the pig come off the ground? Pig Hibbert?
No, I didn't actually.
No, did he come off the ground, bit of a sore knee. So they want the pig because he's been very, very
that'll
good.
Be just rested up.
I think, as much as getting them fired up, Duck, they need improvement out of key players. And this is, I guess, the blue sky. Puopolo, very quiet. Gunston. McAvoy, very quiet. Gunston did nothing. Bruce did nothing.
Burgoyne,
his quietest game forever. Yeah. So they had five or six of their absolute best players, virtually non-contributors, which can almost never say about the Hawks. So they will, but just by getting them up and about, improve enormously.
Yeah, no question about that. And they don't play too bad in a row too often. So you'd expect that they will improve. And they've got a very good record against the D's.
Yeah,
they absolutely smacked them last time, Bill.
Round four it was. Yeah,
no,
a long time
No, not
ago.
That it means anything. No, yeah. This is a completely different Melbourne
totally
team now. Yeah, the way they, the confidence
ferocious.
That they have in one another. And ferocious in and around the footy.
So you're saying Melbourne?
Melbourne for me.
All right, what about the other game, GWS Collingwood?
Yeah, this one's a little more intriguing because Collingwood haven't done a lot wrong. I just feel, and Collingwood's strength is their on-balls, their on-ball brigade. They go up against a very good midfield of GWS as well. I'm just still concerned about Collingwood's defence. And Goldsack was good and they were brave. And I know Howe came back in. He'll be better for the run. I just can't see them stopping GWS kick a winning score. And I know they set up very well defensively, so it's not just their back six. And they have covered the guys that they've had out. And GWS aren't probably, you know, a massive sort of power forward like West Coast.
Mm.
But if Cameron plays anywhere near his best, I think Green's obviously a wonderful player.
Duck, you're not falling
they're gonna
in.
They're going to be hard to beat.
It sounds like you're falling into the top four. We do it every year when when these two teams lose out of the top four, we go, oh, they're no good. And the two winners from the elimination rounds, we go, oh, how well are they going? We do it every year. We fall into it.
Do we?
Fools. Well, we're fools.
All right. Well, I'm putting
everyone in your bucket.
I think GWS just, you know, they brought those guys back in. It paid off. They played very well, and I think they might just topple the Maggies. And I've been on the Maggies all year, and it wouldn't surprise if they win, but I'm going to go with GWS.
Interesting, Nathan Buckley's comments today around the six-day break. You would expect the footy department to hose that down pretty quick. They've actually got to get past this week for it to matter anyway.
Very true. And the one thing, players don't care about six-day breaks. In actual fact, players would prefer a six-day than an eight-day. And the reason for that is because they don't want, you know, two or three extra training sessions two or three extra meetings. So they'd prefer to just recover, short, sharp sessions, a meeting here, meeting there, and then get into the next game. And that's actually fact, Bill. They don't like the longer breaks.
Because you were coaching at Collingwood that time, so you take that from that experience?
No, not from then, but more recent.
Do you ever have a meeting?
More recent conversations. I probably missed a few of them.
You never turned
up. I wasn't big on the meetings or computers.
Or training.
I got to training. I did some gym work with them. Taught them how to use their body. By the way, Travis Cloak won the BNF the year I was there.
Threw their defenders around in match sim.
It's
the easiest fix of all time. If you make the decision as the AFL that the teams that finish in the top four should be rewarded by being guaranteed a 7-day break, then when we get to the first round of the finals, Thursday and Friday night have to involve the top four, so they have to be the two qualifying finals.
Yep.
And then Saturday, you have the two elimination finals. Yeah. And everyone understands, Duck, that if you advance in an elimination final, you're a chance if you keep going to get a 6-day break.
Yep.
You just know that. That's what happens when you finish in the bottom four of the top eight. If you're in the top four, Thursday, Friday gets you to Friday, Saturday, Saturday, Friday, Saturday, and then the granny. You'll never have this issue ever again.
No, I
it's
agree.
The simplest fix of all time.
I will say, though, in terms of the players, JB, and presidents care, and you've been a president, and Ed cares, and there are other people at footy clubs at that level care. Players could not
no,
give
I
a
get
rat.
You. I'm just saying from an AFL point of view, scheduling point of view, if you want to get rid of this forever, then just make sure that the Thursday and Friday games are the qualifying finals that will never happen.
Yeah, that's all you have to do. And what's on today? You're all dressed up?
Well, I'm not, Bill. I've just got shorts and a
tie. No, but you obviously look like you're going to play golf.
No, I'm going to have a little – I'm going to go and have a quick hit of golf.
You look like you're going to play golf.
Well,
you're wearing gym gear.
Yeah, but I am going to go and have a hit. That's the beauty of just having a little hit at Albert Park here because – you don't have to put all the gear on and the polo and
are
the
you any
socks
good at golf? No.
Yeah, no, not
Brad Charles said
you're terrible. Put it this way. If you're going to be on the road in the next half an hour and you're travelling around the lake, don't.
Watch it.
Because I have got a vicious hook.
I can land on the road.
I'm not kidding.
And a slice.
Hey, I'm not joking.
No?
Do not drive around the lake.
Righto. You hook that outy driver.
In the next half an hour.
Nice to see you, Doug. Thanks for dropping in.
Thanks, guys. I think GWS just, you know, they've brought those guys back in. It paid off. They played very well. And I think they might just topple the Maggies. And I've been on the Maggies all year, and it wouldn't surprise if they win. But I'm going to go with GWS.
Interesting, Nathan Buckley's comments today around the six-day break. You would expect the footy department to hose that down pretty quick. They've actually got to get past this week for it to matter anyway.
Very true. And the one thing, players don't care about six-day breaks. In actual fact, players would prefer a six-day than an eight-day. And the reason for that is because they don't want, you know, two or three extra training sessions two or three extra meetings. So they'd prefer to just recover, short, sharp sessions, a meeting here, meeting there, and then get into the next game. And that's actually fact, Bill. They don't like the longer breaks.
Because you were coaching at Collingwood that time, so you take that from that experience?
No, not from then, but more recent.
Do you ever have a meeting?
More recent conversations. I probably missed a few of them.
You never turned
up. I wasn't big on the meetings or computers.
Or training.
I got to training. I did some gym work with them. Taught them how to use their body. By the way, Travis Cloak won the BNF the year I was there.
Threw their defenders around in match sim.
It's
the easiest fix of all time. If you make the decision as the AFL that the teams that finish in the top four should be rewarded by being guaranteed a 7-day break, then when we get to the first round of the finals, Thursday and Friday night have to involve the top four, so they have to be the two qualifying finals.
Yep.
And then Saturday, you have the two elimination finals. Yeah. And everyone understands, Duck, that if you advance in an elimination final, you're a chance if you keep going to get a six-day break.
Yep.
You just know that. That's what happens when you finish in the bottom four of the top eight. If you're in the top four, Thursday, Friday gets you to Friday, Saturday, Saturday, Friday, Saturday, and then the granny. You'll never have this issue ever again.
No,
it's
agree.
It's the simplest fix of all time.
I will say, though, in terms of the players, JB, presidents care, and you've been a president, and Ed cares, and there are other people at footy clubs at that level care. Players could not
no,
give
I
a
get
rat.
You. I'm just saying from an AFL point of view, scheduling point of view, if you want to get rid of this forever, then just make sure that the Thursday and Friday games are the qualifying finals that will never happen.
Yeah, that's all you have to do. And what's on today? You're all dressed up?
Well, I'm not, Bill. I've just got shorts and a
tie. No, but you obviously look like you're going to play golf.
No, I'm going to have a little – I'm going to go and have a quick hit of golf.
You look like you're going to play golf.
Well,
you're wearing gym gear.
Yeah, but I am going to go and have a hit. That's the beauty of just having a little hit at Albert Park here because – you don't have to put all the gear on and the polo and
are
the
you any
socks
good at golf? No.
Yeah, no, not
Brad Charles said you're
terrible. Put it this way. If you're going to be on the road in the next half an hour and you're travelling around the lake, don't.
Watch it.
Because I have got a vicious hook.
I can land on the road.
I'm not kidding.
And a slice.
Hey, I'm not joking.
No?
Do not drive around the lake.
Righto. You hook that outy driver.
In the next half an hour.
Nice to see you, Doug. Thanks for dropping in.
Thanks, guys.
Now, Jim, Duck has left, hasn't he? Is he gone, Rich?
No, look at you. Look how tough he is.
Because
you're waiting for him to get in the lift.
Yeah, he's one of the vainest men I have ever met. He walks in here with his little t-shirt and his little shorts, Phoenix, and going to play golf. Who gives a stuff? But very, very happy
you
with himself.
Pathetic. You would no sooner say that if he was here than
and
fly.
I'm going to say it here in front of you. You are too. You are also a very, very...
How would you be coming to that opinion? Sun's out, guns out.
That's it.
I've got the shorts. Oh, how good do I look? I'm serious, Bill. It's taken me this long to present in this fashion.
I'm glad.
24 degrees, Bill, and I am looking an absolute picture.
I looked up vain in the dictionary, Jim.
Yes.
High opinion of oneself.
That's it.
Ability or worth. You've got the whole lot. Tick, tick, tick. Very happy with yourself.
Come on.
That's it there.
I said that on purpose for comedic value.
Well, there's a couple other things I'll share with the audience, Jim.
Righto.
You moisturise your face every day. You pull out this little cream stuff out of your bag.
Bill, it's good for you.
You carry
what it's done for Mickey Roberts.
Oh, yeah, actually.
He's in his late 80s.
He has to. He is 80. So you and him. Actually, there's dark. I'm doing a vain list. There's dark on top, Captain.
Captain.
Mickey Roberts, very good. I like that, Robbo. And yourself. And
I'm
Jim.
A distant third from those two.
Well, you wear a man bag. You carry a man bag.
What about 5 day, 5 night? Bill.
Yeah, so you got a man bag. You got little moisturiser
himself,
things.
Dermot Burton.
Dermot's down the bottom. Yeah, he's in too. I've got a good side here so far. You have your hair cut every 2 weeks.
Not every 2 weeks.
Yes, you did.
Every sort of month.
No, every two
down
weeks.
Down I am, downstairs.
So you look good and you get no fluffy bits at the back. You put up photos of Ken Hunter and the
like. King Ken Hunter?
On the Instagram.
All over me?
With that stupid look. Ooh, that stupid bloody. If I see that look once more on that Instagram.
At James Brayshaw, by the way, if you want to get around global and trending.
You eat nuts for lunch. You do.
What's wrong with eating nuts?
In your individual little Tupperware bloody container.
You're a power food, Bill.
Mate, have a bloody burger or a pizza. You sit there like a
what,
squirrel.
What, look like you?
You look like a, sit there like a squirrel eating your little nuts. Oh, and then you mix them up and he shits me the way he does that. He mixes them all up in the Tupperware. Fandicum. Oh, Fandicum, you are vain, Bill, vain, vain. I got some more audio.
Oh, all right, eh?
Come on.
I'm a good-looking man. No, I'm comfortable with it, Bill. Bill.
Jack, similar to myself, you've been blessed as a very good-looking young man.
Bill.
One more.
Get to where this story actually came from.
So hence.
You just made it a personal. No.
133353.
Bill, I've got the story.
Do you have a mate vainer than Jim?
Yeah, but hang on a minute. This is about Cristiano Ronaldo.
Stuff Cristiano Riano. Do you have a mate vainer? Do you have a mate vainer than Jim? Fairdicum.
This is a story that we were going with about Cristiano Ronaldo.
Well, I've changed
who stands in front of the mirror and admires himself nude in front of his teammates.
He does. He runs his hand through his hair, which I could see you doing this, saying, wow, I'm so beautiful. I can see you doing
this. Rio Ferdinand, of course, a Man United superstar, came out and said to him one day, because the great Ronaldo was telling everyone how good he looked, and he said, whatever, Leo Messi's a better player than you. And at that point, Cristiano's turned around and go, yes, but does Messi look like this? So this is what the story's about.
No, right? It's not. All right, then I'll change it. 133353. Yes. Hence.
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 Do you have a mate vainer than Jim or Ronaldo? Jim or Ronaldo?
No, I'm comfortable with it, Bill.
Oh, no. You are a flog.
133353. Rabsy, what are you giving away?
Double pass to Hawthorn versus Melbourne. How good's that going to be?
Oh, magnificent.
Well, is that it?
That won't be it, Rabs.
Well, that's the top prize. That's what everyone wants. We've also got Predator movie preview tickets and tickets to Caulfield Guineas Day.
See, no one's ringing.
They're
you're
ringing
not getting
now.
The support you're after.
Vainer than Jim or Ronaldo? And the question we propose to the lovely Rush Hour family, are you or do you know someone more vainer than Jim?
Oh, and Cristiano Ronaldo was. Nothing to do with me.
Well, it's you too, because you carry on like a flog.
I'm a good-looking man. No, I'm comfortable with it, Bill.
High opinion of oneself, ability or worth.
Chucky on the line from Hoppers Crossing. Chucky.
Chucky.
Hello, boys. Long time no hear.
Yes,
what's going on, Chuck?
Mate, this bloke, I'm telling you now, has got love bites on his own mirror.
Yes. What's he do?
He walks into a place and just women stop breathing. They just look at him and melt, mate, like chocolate in the sun, I'm telling you.
Oh. Well, I've had that my whole life, Chuck. I'm not easy to cope with, I'll tell you.
What's his first name, Chuck?
You ready for this?
Yep.
Romeo.
Oh no!
Where art thou?
Every time I see him, I'm thinking Romeo must die.
Yes, I like it.
Hey boys, I've got a funny quick one for you. Have you got 2 seconds?
Well, we probably haven't.
Yeah, well, no, Chucky's one of our favourites.
You'll love this. This morning, hungover, had a few with the boys. 2 o'clock in the morning, made me wait in the fridge. Opened up the door, got the first container I seen, which was green, expected it to be, you know, the pineapple juice.
Yep.
Yes.
6 gulps into it, mate, because I was dying for a drink.
Yeah.
Then I realised it wasn't pineapple juice. Oh. Too late, it was already in my guts. Who in the hell buys vegetable stock?
Sucked in.
Oh, no. Come on, Chuck.
He's hungover, Jim.
That's it, Bill, and drank vegetable
stock. Probably shouldn't have let him say that story.
That's what we were sort of said, Bill, and then you were... Yeah, Pete from Oakley. Hello, Pete.
Yeah, Jim, Bill, a bit like Chuck. I got a bloke who loves a mirror too.
Yes.
A couple of years ago, captain coach of the old footy club used to, half-time before the game, we wonder where he was. Where he was in the bathroom, bloody combing his hair. He had a handle one of those handlebar moustaches. He's combing his moustache. Oh. And then he'd give us an address while he looks good. And then he'd run out on the bloody ground and he'd get the videotape and all his missus was videotaping the whole game. Not the team, just him.
Oh, no.
Hey, Pete.
Yes.
There was a man called Andrew Sincock who opened the bowling for South Australia in a Sheffield Shield match in Brisbane.
What was his nickname?
Evil. He was blow-drying his hair.
No, Jim.
10 minutes before they went out onto the field. Ian Chappell, the captain of South Australia.
Ian Chappell.
Opened the bowling with Ashley Mallett, who's a finger spinner, because he said no one who blow-dries his hair is opening the bowling for South Australia.
Well done, Chappelli.
Bill, mate, you can't be doing that.
You can't be doing... Well, this is at half-time he's combing his hair, wasn't he, Pete?
The game before the address.
No, that's not good enough. Name him, Bill. Pete.
It wasn't too bad.
Name him.
John. Johnny. That's good enough. He'll know who he is.
Yeah, be better than that, Johnny. On, all right, Michael Newport. Hello, Mickey. Mick.
Yep.
What do you got?
Yep.
How are you?
You're on air, Mick.
I've got a mate, and every time we're out walking past a restaurant window or something with people on the other side, he'll start checking himself out, fixing his hair up.
Yes.
And then once he's done, you'll give him the double pistols, give him a wink, and there.
Double pistols. What's his name?
His name's Chris.
Come on, Chris. Double pistols. Jim.
Name him, Bob. Yes. Andrew from Roeville. Andrew.
Yeah, g'day, boys. It's my eldest boy. Mm-hmm. He thinks he goes a bit of all right. Got himself down the gym, and he's got himself to a fairly size. He now gets down and calls himself the big dog. And he's playing out in Oakley, and if he kicks himself a goal, he loves to get around and give everyone the big double cobra. Just this weekend, they're in the finals.
Yeah.
He's gone and got himself this mullet haircut. Now, he was supporting like the man bun with the big long hair, and now he's gone and got this mullet. You want to see the photo.
Oh.
He's getting around this morning to go, Dad, I reckon the mullet's got some power.
Come on. The Ben Stratton.
What's his first name?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Lachlan.
Come on, Lachlan. Lachlan. You got to be better.
Yeah.
You just must be better. Christine, Hoppers Crossing. Christine, welcome to you.
Thank you.
Yep. Who is the more vain person than Cristiano Ronaldo?
Well, a friend of mine is, but I don't want to name her, but she just thinks she's absolutely gorgeous,
mm-hmm.
and we call her Carly Simon.
Oh.
After the great song we've been playing.
That's it.
We do. And we went to see Book Club just recently, and you know how Jane Fonda's just magnificent for her age.
She is.
We were all saying, oh, how gorgeous, and she was just saying, she'd just sit there and she had this look on her face like, are you serious? You know, like, how could she be better looking than me? And she was dead set serious.
Oh. Name her, Christine.
First name?
No, I can't. I can't.
Do you call her Carly?
We call the colour behind it.
Oh.
Righto, stay there. Good like work. That. Yeah. Patrick in Oakley. Hello, Patrick.
Another one.
Hey, JB, Billy. How are we?
Good, Patty.
One of my mates 5 years ago used to have the good old Justin Bieber haircut and self-proclaimed alpha male in our little group.
Alpha male.
So, we thought he was the alpha male.
Yep. Yeah, a flog.
And was he, Pat?
No, he wasn't. He was a flog. Just like Bill said.
Name him, please. First name.
Nick.
Come on, Nick.
Righto, Jim. We've got some good ones.
Didn't probably go as well as you hoped it did, Fat, did it?
Well, no.
All right, now we're not giving away grand final tickets because tickets to the finals this weekend, because we've got to hang on to them for something I've got coming up later. So who's winning prizes here?
Andrew from Roeville, about his oldest boy, Lachlan, who's very happy with himself with a double cobra.
Yep. And now the mullet. Andy, here are the prizes, mate.
You can head along, double pass to the Predator movie showdown. That'll be good. Or the Royal Melbourne show as well. And tickets to the Caulfield Guineas Day.
We'll go to the Caulfield Guineas, thanks.
Good on you, mate. Yours.
Carlton Draft Brewery Fresh Front Bar at the Caulfield Cup Carnival. Please.
I like Christine, that. Jim.
Oh, you like Christine?
Yeah, I did.
Friend Carly Simon.
Carly Simon.
Christine, you got a double pass to the Royal Melbourne show.
That's great. Thanks very much.
Well done. We got any more, Rudgie?
Yeah, we've got one more.
All right, Michael from Newport. His mate checks himself out in the mirror, and then people dining behind the glass, he gives them a double pistol.
Double pistol.
Well, yeah, Mickey, you can look better than your mate because you've got yourself a Nina and Pasadena clothing pack. The new order just arrived yesterday, so that'll be awesome.
Not Chucky.
Beautiful. Thanks for that, fellas.
Well done.
Not Chucky.
Probably not.
Oh, Jim.
No, they went that extra story. Just the one story too many.
Come on, Chuck.
It can finish you.
He likes a frothy, Chuck. He's woke up with a hangover today. No. Jim, I follow Josh Caddy on Instagram.
Nice.
And he's put this up today. This was only 46 minutes ago. I'd like to apologise for the way I acted during last Thursday night's game. I apologise to both James Frawley.
Yep.
And Daniel Howe for the remark I made, and am deeply remorseful to have offended people in the community. The insensitive comments were made in the heat of the moment, but that is no excuse, and I accept that the language overstepped the mark, was a terrible look, and it is totally unacceptable.
Well done by him.
Well done, Josh.
I think it was Paul Ruse, I reckon, who highlighted it and said the most important thing for Josh potentially to listen to, and that is you're too good a player to carry on with that crap, so just get it out of your game.
But you know what, Jim? It happens in the heat of the moment. Things.
It does, but he's probably a recidivist a bit. I think he's done it a few times.
Don't say recidivist.
Well, that's what a recidivist is, Bill, who's guilty of doing the same thing more than once.
Righto.
And he is too good for that. He's a fine footballer, Josh Caddy.
I know, but it does happen, though.
If he's done that, it means he's acknowledging that it's something he's probably got to get out of his game.
Yeah, true.
Because he is, in all facets of the game, a star. Mm-hmm. And, geez, he's been good. Why'd you let him go, your mob?
Good question. Noted, Jim. I'll take it down. I've got a few notes in the book.
Mate, he is a legitimate star, Josh Caddy.
Open mic tonight. Are you watching?
Well, I wasn't going to.
Well, your brother's on.
I know. Can you believe that?
Jeez, he's had some media.
He's in Media Street. He's bought a house on it.
He built a room. Having said that, when you've got three current players in the AFL playing, that's a bloody good effort.
I'd rather hear from his mum.
Well, Deb's pretty quiet, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. But she'd be more interesting copy.
Yeah. Oh, what's Yang want?
looking at his phone.
So
what's happened to this bloke? Seriously,
he talks about Andrew Gough punching his son. His decision to somewhat defend Andrew Gough's actions and the opposing views from the family. Also, Angus and the concussion that he went through. Also, Hamish was picked up late by the West Coast Eagles.
Yep.
And his other son, Will, that we've spoken about over in Afghanistan. So
at the minute. No, it will be.
And
make
also,
sure
when someone dumped a load of chicken poo outside his office when he was the CEO.
If they show a vision of that, have a look at the vest he's wearing. Seriously.
Have a look tonight.
It's just too funny.
Come on.
He looks about 100 anyway. And with that vest on, he looks 150. Hey, Bill, I tell you what we're doing next. What? We're going to have a little news and everything. And then I'm going to talk to you about the September superstar.
Oh, that
it's
you
about
are.
To step in for me last week of September, and this is one of the great prizes.
Very good.
I feel good! Braden Sire, hot young property for the Maggies, going to join us shortly. Big, big final they've got coming up, of course, Bill.
Huge, Jimmy boy.
And I reckon he might have got recognised Saturday night.
He did get a vote, actually, from the coaches, and this is for the Gary Ayres medal. This one over the final series, Jimmy boy. So Thursday night, we all thought, or a lot of people thought, Dusty Martin was best on ground. Guess who got it, Jim?
Oh.
Have you been listening?
Yeah, Dusty Martin was best on ground, but guess who got it, Jim? Grimes?
What were you reading?
Grimes?
Oh, Dylan Grimes.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill.
You were reading something. He got the 2 5s. He got 10. Dusty, 7.
Yes.
Only one Hawthorn player, Tommy Mitchell, got 3, Jim. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we go to Friday night, Melbourne and Geelong. It surprised you not one Geelong player got votes.
No.
This is an interesting one. 9 votes, so 5 and a 4 to Sam Wiedemann.
Jeez, the big forward. He was amazing.
He was. So James Harms, I liked his game.
Yep.
Actually, it couldn't be a 5 and a 4 because it might be. Harms got 8.
It has to be to get 9.
Well.
Who are you, unless you got a 6 and a 3.
All right, then. Well, how does James Harms get 8?
4 and a 4.
But there's already been a 4 given with the 5 and the 4.
Well, maybe you got a 5 and a 3.
Maybe you got 5 and a 3. So James Harms got an 8. Max Gorn, Oliver McDonald, and Angus.
Oh, wheels are off.
Angus Brayshaw.
Off tap.
I think I'm onto something here. Then, of course, the Giants and Sydney. No Sydney player got votes. Toby Green, 9. Phil Davis, very good, 8. Callum Ward. Harry Himmelberg. Yeah, he's going all right, isn't he?
Kick 4 in a losing prelim, that bloke.
Goes all right. Yes, indeed. And then West Coast Eagles, Collingwood. Mm-hmm. Your game you went and called. Elliot Yeo.
Very good.
10.
He's got lots of talent, that bloke.
He plays
lovely
anyway.
Little touches, doesn't he? He's got this smart footballer.
Yo. Jack Redden.
Oh, no.
That's what he likes, Jim.
Does he?
He's never been called Elliot.
Bill, if he got the 10 votes, how do you split them?
6 and 4. No. 5 and 5, you fool. Jack Redden. Taylor Adams. He's been very good. Steel Sidebottom, very good. Jeremy McGovern. And Braden Sire.
Our guest.
Not Sire. You used to call him Sire.
Sire, never did.
And he's up next, so he got 1 vote.
Hey, September Superstar, we're trying to find, of course, someone who can jump in for me the last week and go to all the big events. Have a listen to these.
Grand
Final
show?
Footy show.
They do the rush hour too.
Brownlow Medal, join us on the red carpet. The Grand Final Eve lunch.
Yep.
The hot breakfast Eve. That's the Thursday morning, live down there at Melbourne Public.
Live bands.
And then the grand final, a big dance.
Oh, Jim.
Bill, you had everything that matters that week.
5 now, of the biggest shows.
All right, Nicholas Watts, I'm reading here. Like for like replacement, average former cricketer, spaghetti arms. We'll battle it out to keep Bill in check.
Yes.
Nicholas, let me give you a hot tip. If you try and be a smart-ass packeroon, you're no chance. Jared, born and bred in SA, sucked at footy and even worse cricketer.
Yeah, it's good. I like it. Keep going. I like the next two.
All right, Danny Roby, because I believe I'm the mini-me version of JB, just better. Yeah. Taller, funnier, better looking, get around me.
And this is a good one. Go
all
with
right,
James.
Jump in for JB. Overinflated opinion of myself, especially yes. Appearance.
Yep.
Ability to put extra mayo on a story. Yes.
Yep.
Work for only 6 months a year. I'll piss off.
Yes.
I'm around the clock, unlike you.
And what else he said?
I got a fat mate that can't talk properly.
That's not bad,
not
James.
Bad.
And
not
we need
bad.
Some females, if they want to, of
yes,
course, to join
exactly
in,
right.
Have jump a bit of fun, and they can replace you.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, of course, the home of real brands and real savings. How are they getting around it, please, Rudy?
TripleM.com.au. Click on the win page there.
All right, Braden Sider, join us next from the Magpies.
For an irresistible taste you can't say no to, grab some CC's. Australia's favourite corn chips, just say CC's.
Spills free, Penderby, whoops it over the top, Sire, they deserve a goal, they get a goal.
I've been magnificent, Bill.
Yes.
Middle of this year, came in, Braden Sire, and has just looked as comfortable as anyone at the level. Welcome to you, mate.
G'day, boys. Good to be here.
Thanks to Maxi Kleiman, of course, our man Climax.
Oh, Maxi boy
just,
there.
Made sure that you're available,
he
which
did.
Is a big during the finals because the players, we can't always get access to them.
Yep.
So thanks for that, Maxi. Hey, how did you find it over in the West? I was over there calling the game. I've said to Bill, I've been to a lot of live sporting venues in my time. I've never heard noise like that anywhere.
Yeah, bit of a cauldron to step into for your first final, to be honest. But, in pre-game, Dipper, Pendles told all the boys to soak it all in. And then I reckon I did that for the first 5 minutes in the warm-up. And then game started and it all sort of turns to just grey. And I think you just focus on the game. So
which you did very well, as yeah. Bill just said, got the coaches' votes.
Yeah.
So that's good going.
But the noise, could you hear it? Was it noisier, louder? Or you just were worried about the footy?
I've never really been two-faced with it, but I think it was just pretty cool pre-game, I think, just sitting there and there's 60,000 people just sitting vertically in this big, like, you just, it feels like you're in the middle of a hot pot.
Yeah.
Just bloody, but yeah, and then all the light shows come on and yeah, it's definitely something new. Yeah.
Tell me about that, because I was up there watching the quarter time and three-quarter time. Bill, they're just disco lights.
Yeah, that's...
And when you're trying to look at the magnets and the board and listen to the coaches and everything, is that distracting at all?
Yeah, it's hard enough to see. We were doing like our little like mid run throughs pre-game, and then all of a sudden they just went pitch black and then started flashing, and everyone sort of like come out of the moment and sort of looked at each other and was like sort of just looked at each other. It's pretty cool. So
unbelievable. Do you catch the red eye back?
Yeah, yeah. She's rough. This is my first red eye experience, and yeah, ooh, she was pretty rough on the way back. I got to bed at like 6:30 and spent the morning with my dog, and yeah, didn't get too much sleep.
Oh, it's a pig of a thing.
Oh, it is.
The lesser they shorten your life, the red eye. I'm convinced of it. It takes 6 months off your life.
Now, tell about your background, your name, of course, because we have heard you called different.
Quick kick out of. By Sierra.
Sierra.
I'm sure I pronounced that right.
Nate Brown there, Sierra, but it is Sire.
Yeah, it is Sire. I'm not sure where it's from, somewhere Nautic or something like that, I think.
Yeah.
Mum's had a delve into it, but yeah.
Because I went to school with Adrian,
my old man's cousin.
Your old man's cousin.
They did a bit of work together as well back in the day. So.
Assumption College, and so he grew up in Yay. Is that where your old man's from?
Yeah, right. From Yay.
So Yay, because you finally get there, Jim, and you go...
Bill.
Yay.
The only reason we knew it was Si was you.
Yeah.
Because you'd had that experience. Otherwise, we would have got it wrong forever.
Exactly.
Because it's spelled S-I-E-R. Which
not phonetically.
No, that's it, Bill.
Which means how it reads.
Thank you, Bill.
See, it's not the worst thing I've been called, so.
No, exactly.
And then, so you're out there at, where'd you play at? Northern Suburbs?
Yeah, Northern Suburbs, out at Banyule, the old Bear Cave. I just got knocked out of the finals in NFL Divi 2, so sad day on the weekend.
Only played two TAC or TAC Cup games. You didn't want to, or you'd rather play senior footy?
Yeah, just thought I'd slide in late in the year.
Yeah.
Nah. just sort of got my opportunity late, I guess, and it all sort of culminated within the span of about 3 months. So it's pretty funny looking back at on it now, but...
So what happened with you know, like things like Vic Metro and all that? You just weren't in that sort of that space at all, because you've now proven more than capable at the elite level. Yeah. So how did that all sort of pass you by?
Yeah, well, I had the early day Knights tryouts and all that, but I think I was a little bit pudgy as a little kid, so I think I come in a little bit late and developed late, as they say, and was always sort of pretty confident in what I could do, and I think. Eventually just got the chance through persistence, I think. So
did playing with men help, do you reckon, when you finally got down to the Maggies?
Yeah, well, I played a bit of senior footy for Banyule prior to it. And, I think just being, obviously, just always you got to be tough, obviously, to play at the elite level.
Out there.
Out
of Banyule.
Yeah. Like a fight.
Yeah, out of Banyule. Yeah.
And you're a big body. You got a bigger bum.
Yeah, I'm thick. I'm a thick boy.
What are you, about 190 centimetres?
Yeah, 190 roughly. Old language, 6'2 and a bit, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So big for a mid, which they all are nowadays. Yep. Mm. You went to Marsland and won the best and fairest there, played at Banyule. And then all of a sudden the Collingwood pick you up at, what, pick 32?
Yeah, I remember sitting on the couch and sort of halfway through the draft and was sort of daydreaming a bit. And then my mum and dad heard the name and just started screaming. I was like, what the bloody hell are you yelling about? And then, was a bit of a mystery. I thought of all the clubs that I sort of talked to, they were probably the least likely. Old Derek Hine plays a bit of hardball, so, and big Matty Fraser. So, yeah.
Where did you think you might go?
I've been talking to Melbourne a fair bit, so I thought they were most likely, but. To be honest, I would have been happy to be anywhere. So,
who'd you barrack for growing up?
I was a D supporter, so
Exactly.
You've landed in a pretty good spot, mate. They're a very, 100%. Very good club, Collingwood. You've got no issues playing footy there, and you wear the great number 36.
Yeah.
Have you spoken much to Swanee? And if so, has anything he said made any sense?
Wasn't too much ceremony getting the number, I think. I was 35 the year before, and obviously one up in the locker room, so I haven't had to move far, which is good. But it's a good little spot in the locker room. I'm right in the middle with all the boys, and he's left the door busted for me.
Any tattoo? Do you have any tattoos?
All mine are hidden. I got a couple of high up on my thigh and down the middle of my back. No real plans to get the sleeve or anything, but I'm sure I'll add to the collection.
I'm just looking at a photo here, Bill, that interests me too.
Holly.
Speaking about batting out of the league.
She's not from Banyule.
No, I don't reckon. No, we'll get more with Braden Sire after this.
Right now for CC's Braden Sire in the studio.
And it's good to have him in too. And I'm just looking at a photo here of the very, very lovely Holly. How long have you been swinging hands with her, please?
I've been just over 3 years now, I think.
I can't see you ever letting Holly go, to be brutally honest.
Her head will be exploding at the moment, JB.
She's way too good.
I bet you she's not from Banyule.
Nah, she's from the better side of Melbourne, apparently. She's Port Melbourne. So a good old-fashioned Port Melbourne family. Old man works on the wharf and
hello.
He's a good bloke.
And you're plenty of golf sticks and TVs. Six TVs. And Holly's sister is also a star.
Yeah, she's an absolute gun.
Yeah, Brianna is Davey, is the captain of Carlton's AFLW team.
She is, yeah, going through halfway through a knee sort of rehab period at the moment, right. I think. So, yeah, but she'll be fit and firing next year.
Ollie, a footballer as well?
No, I think the best thing she ever did on the football field was a cartwheel, I think.
Really?
She used to get dragged along with Bree to all her games as a junior and used to try and flirt with all the boys, apparently.
Oh,
I like it.
Bree, also Jim, was a played for Melbourne Victory or?
United.
United?
City.
Melbourne City. And also for Australia, did you?
Yeah, she had a little stint in the Australian team, which is pretty cool. Yeah, goalkeeper.
Not a bad effort.
Pretty nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, stopped doing that and then, of course, took up footy, so well done to her.
And you and Holly, I'm reading, just headed recently to Thailand.
Ooh.
Is that right?
We did last year.
Yeah,
last year.
Tell us what you were doing there, please.
Well, we had the bright idea because her older brother does like a Muay Thai camp whenever he feels like it. Yeah.
Which is martial arts.
Yeah, martial arts and that. So he had the great idea to go to Tiger Muay Thai in Thailand and give it a crack for a week and ran myself into the ground over there. So it was good, probably the most fun I've ever had while being completely and utterly just cooked every day.
It was more for fitness as much as anything else?
Yeah, like we do pretty hard stuff here in Melbourne, so I think just doing that overseas is just different scenery, and obviously get the weekend off as well. Just go to Phi Phi Island, see all the local attractions.
But what do you do in these camps? Do you like fight each other or?
I did. At the end of it, I did 10 rounds of sparring with just people at the camp and that, and did tons of cross training and running. We did a run up the Big Buddha, which is fair income, like running up a 90-degree wall.
Jeez.
But yeah, there's plenty to do over there.
Yeah.
And were the clubs before you got to Collingwood?
No, this was just at the end of last year.
So the club were happy? Did you have to clear it off with them? Or?
Yeah, I asked them. They said, just don't get kicked in the leg too hard and you'll be right.
You've had a couple of injuries, hadn't you, pre that?
Yeah. Had a bad back. Had a bulged disc in my spine, which put me out for most of the first half of the year, I think, last year.
Right. And you love your music festivals, they tell me?
Yeah, I don't mind wandering down to the grassy hills.
Yeah? Are you going to Lawn this year? I see it's already sold out.
Nah. Well, I've done it the last 3 years, Beyond the Valley and Lawn. Me and my mates are going to Bali, and the better halves as well coming along. So
nice.
my Bali virginity. So
yeah, good.
If you take my strong advice, Braden, and I suggest you do on all things, Uluwatu is where you need to take the beautiful Holly.
Yeah, I have heard.
Because Seminyak can get a little feral and a little, everyone gets a little too close to everyone. Take your beautiful girl to Uluwatu. It's much more relaxed.
Yes.
And look out over the Indian Ocean. It's absolutely superb.
No, just go in the middle bits there. Where you buy the videos and all that, Jim. What's all that called?
Videos?
Yeah.
Cuda.
Very good for you. Yeah.
Cuda.
Get some food off there. They cook them on the street there. It's all good for
you. Where are we living, please?
I'm out in Rosanna with the parents.
How much longer have you got that in mind?
Well, I haven't had any immediate thoughts of leaving because the meals are good. Mum's a very good cook and she likes making it for me, so
Brados,
I'm happy to wrap myself up.
Here's another bit of advice. Go and see Walshy, a man I know very well, and say, now, Jeffrey, I'm getting plenty of the pill.
Yes.
I'm wearing number 36, and I'm in a final, and everything's going nicely. I'd like a couple more O's on the end of my number, and then move into society. Come and join Melbourne somewhere.
Yeah, in a city.
So just somewhere. Richmond would be nice, Bill.
Hey, Walshy wouldn't give you too much. I think he's pretty tight, isn't he?
He can be.
He can be, yes.
Mind you, when you just start putting this sort of work together, Bill, there'll be a nice number there.
And you got a dog? You love your dog?
Yes, I do love my dog. He's a Rottweiler. Big fella. Yeah. Honan.
He's also the guard dog at home.
he's as soft as a bear.
Is he?
Yeah. His full name's Honan the Bear of Mowick. Is his full name.
Honan the Bear of Mowick.
Yeah, it's his full name.
Jeez. That's ridiculous behaviour.
Yeah, I think he's ticked over 70 kilos now, I think.
All right, now who else is going to Bali? Obviously Holly, but who are the other boys?
Just a couple of my good mates from...
Banyule mates. So there's no Collingwood trip planned?
Nah, none away at the moment. I think we got plenty of money from the fines kit, so I'd be interested to see what we do with that. So,
Who do you kick around with? Who are your best mates at the club?
Oh, it's pretty young sort of the crew at the moment. obviously there's plenty of characters there. We've got blokes like Bruzzy Maynard and Geordie and that, and even Steelo likes having a gag here and there.
Steelo.
So yeah. Which sort of surprised me having not when I before I came to the club, but yeah, he's a bit of a larrikin.
You can go to Kangupna with him with all the brothers there, they go shooting Jim.
He's a good chef boy.
And got a different look about him.
Hey, have you met all his brothers, Steelos?
Oh, I haven't met all his brothers yet, though, but yeah, I've heard some couple of stories about him.
What about when you got to Collingwood and there's Eddie? You would have seen and heard a lot about Eddie. How's he been?
Yeah, I think the first word I said to Eddie was a swear word, I think. When he called me after being drafted and he said, "This is Eddie McGuire," and I think I dropped a profanity. So he's grouse. You can just really tell he's just really loves the club.
Passionate, isn't he? Yeah. And Bucks, you enjoyed the time with Bucks?
Yeah, he's been grouse this year. I think he had his own little retreat pre-season. And I reckon he's been great for the group this year.
And how many piercings? You see a couple in the hooter. What is that?
Yeah, I've been running with these two studs in the
He's got two studs in his
in
nose,
his nose, Bill. Thank
What's
you.
What is that?
I don't know, mate. Just think they look pretty trendy.
You're not going to do a Glenn Manton and work one down into the old snag?
No, I don't think I've got the anything about that.
The 8 days?
Mate, well done. Yes. You're a ripping story. I love young blokes who have persevered and then not necessarily gone through the glamour path, but have got yourself onto a list and now absolutely flying. Huge game. GWS, have you played against them?
No, I haven't yet.
In your time? Because you've come back into this season. Mm. They have got plenty of studs out there. They've got plenty of players that have done the glamour path.
Yeah. A couple of quick boys running around there. So, chasing them around.
Keep doing exactly what you're doing. Well done. Great to meet you.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, mate.
Tickets, Hawthorn, Melbourne, Friday night, MCG.
So we've got a quiz, Jim.
In my hands.
So two people ring in now.
No, Bill. We're not ever doing a quiz again. Oh. They were so bad last week that we've abandoned them. And I've taken over the giving away of these tickets. Right? Bill?
What happened to my quiz, Jim?
Bill, your quiz
a lot of people want to know.
A debacle. No one wants to know.
A lot of people.
I was over in Perth to do the Collingwood West Coast game.
See?
People came up to me there and said, "That's the worst shite I've ever heard."
Jim.
No, they did, Bill.
Any publicity is
good public. Sometimes it isn't.
Ask Mark Knight.
No.
I'm
Bill,
telling you.
Sometimes it isn't.
Any publicity is good publicity.
Often it's actually very bad publicity.
Oh, Quizzes Brownless.
No, Quizzes Brownless is a thing of the past. So I've got these two tickets in my hand.
How are we going to give them away?
Hawthorn, Melbourne, and this is how we're giving it away.
Right.
It's a segment I like to call What Happens Next.
You've made it up.
Fat.
You've made it up.
133353 is a number. Have we got it ready, Rabsy?
Oh, yeah, we do.
All right.
We've got an opener too. Do you want to hear
it? All right, here. Opener.
The finals are here.
Triple M rocks finals footy.
Demons versus Hawks.
Stop being knobs.
We've got your tickets. Just tell us what happens next.
Ooh. Bill, nice opener.
Yes.
All right, we get people on the line and we go one to, this is how everyone will get around it, one to about 100.
Yeah.
And what we do is we play a grab from you.
Me.
And then we hit the pause button.
Like a quiz.
And you've got to tell us, nothing like a quiz, you've got to tell us what happened next. This is a famous moment.
I've got to tell you.
No, not you, idiot. People ringing us. This is a famous moment from the rush hour. Now, are we ready, Rabsy?
We are.
Righto. All right, here we go.
So, Luce and I wandered into the local down there, Jim, where you know where I go.
Yes.
And this lady, a youngish girl type lady, come and sat too close to me,
a
Jim.
Youngish girl type lady.
Well, I don't know what age she was.
Right.
Say 30-ish.
Right.
And she come and sat too close to me, Jim. I've got a
crown.
Jim,
all right.
This better work, Jim. If this goes off early, Jim, look at
that. That grab just went on a touch too long. Who organised the grabs?
This is a debacle, Jim. Oh, bring back the quiz. So
133353. We're taking the calls next. Bill, after the song.
Right.
What the segment's called? What happens next?
I'm getting worried, Jim.
Segment's called What Happens Next. I've got two tickets to Hawthorn Melbourne to give away.
Yes.
We're going to play you a grab of our man Bill Brownless.
I heard it.
And then we're going to pause it. We're going to pause it. And then you've got to tell us what happens next. The grab, please, Rabsy.
So Luce and I wandered into the local down there, Jim, where you know where I go.
Yes.
And this lady, a youngish girl type lady, come and sat... Too close to me, Jim.
Youngish girl type lady.
Well, I don't know what age she was.
Right.
Say 30-ish. Right. And she came and sat too close to me.
Now, Arena joins us first from Taylor's Lakes.
Arena.
Hello.
All right, you've got to tell us for these tickets to the Hawthorn Melbourne final. What happens next?
I think she gave Billy a hug.
No, Arena.
But I wish she did, Arena.
No, okay.
Thank you very much for joining us, John, out in Dandenong. Johnny?
John?
JB, Billy.
What happened next?
Billy spilled his frothy.
Although you're unlucky not to get that right.
I did that later.
Exactly. Paul, Williamstown. Paul?
G'day, boys.
What happened next?
Billy stood up like a flagpole.
What stood up?
No, but nice try. All right, Ben Eltham. Hello, Benny.
Ben.
Hey, how you going, boys?
Good. Righto, what happened next?
She pulled a cat out of a bag.
Ooh. Oh.
She did.
She did, but...
Oh, no.
And it ran around. Billy was thought.
You are a light. We are going to get you something, Benny, yes, because it's not the absolute correct answer, but you were listening.
Exactly.
And that is actually true. So, what do we got, Rabsy, please?
Nina and Pastina clothing pack going here, Benny.
All right, stay there, Benny.
He was right, but yeah, not
but it's
absolute,
not the next bit. All right. Well done. So, in fact, just to build a bit of suspense on this magnificent segment, just play the grab again for me, Rabs, please. That's the first one.
And I wandered into the local down there, Jim, where you know where I go.
Yes.
And this lady, a youngish girl type lady, come and sat too close to me, Jim.
Youngish girl type lady.
Well, I don't know what age she was.
Right.
Say 30-ish.
Right.
And she come and sat too close to me, Jim.
Imogen.
Imogen.
What happened next?
I don't know. So she spilled her drink on Billy.
No. That could have happened too.
It could have later, Ems.
All right, no is the answer to that, Imogen.
Jim, this is good.
And it's called building suspense,
that's
Bill.
That's it, Jim.
Anthony.
Do we need a second?
I reckon Anthony first. Just Anthony.
How are you, boy?
Can you tell us what happened next?
Yep. So we reckon he's got a cramp. The big fella's cramped up.
All right, hit it, Rabsy.
Got a cramp.
Oh, no. He's got a cramp.
Oh, no.
I've seen every single thing now.
I got a cramp.
Anthony is still the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, you wouldn't read about it.
Who do you barrack for?
North Melbourne.
Yes, of course you do. Everyone does.
Well, you got two tickets for Friday night, my friend. They're hard to get.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Are you on the site?
Yeah, we're on the building site. The boys are cropping in.
I think they sound happy out there, Bill.
But Ben was right because I got the cramp, but then I went on to tell a story about the cat got out of the
cat in a bag.
She got a bag and let the cat out that ran around the pub. So you were. Nearly right, Ben.
So Ben was right, so we get some Nina and Pasadena.
That's right.
Anthony was 100% right.
We
sorted Anthony out, Russ.
We have sorted Anthony out.
The boys on the site were excited.
Very happy as a Collingwood supporter in the background.
Two tickets to Hawthorn versus Melbourne. That's a huge game this Friday night. Grab your tickets. They're pretty much sold out. Tickettech.com.au. Grab the last few.
Now,
there.
Bill.
Yes.
That's how you give tickets away. Not a train wreck quiz.
Didn't I hear that the first audio you went to?
All right.
Who Jill's fault?
More exactly. Yeah. More of that coming your way, of course, during the course
of
the
week. Well done, Jim. That wasn't bad.
And now, joke?
Yep.
Yes. Sounds confident.
Courtesy of Chemist Warehouse, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And this September, Bill, you can show your support for your footy club.
How?
Not only wear the colours,
mm-hmm.
but you can now get the team fragrance. $19.99, Chemist Warehouse. They beat everyone's prices. We know the one just up the road here, by the way.
Well,
Clarendon Street.
Yep.
Australia's cheapest chemist, Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, Courts here bought some lovely perfume, actually very, very nice. Courts, it works near me.
Yep.
And she said it cost $55 cheaper.
Of course it does.
And just brought it down here, down at Clarendon Street.
Just up the road.
Mm. Hey, Jim, I'll tell you what, there's some meetings going on at the Cattery because they've delisted six today already.
Righto.
Stuart Cramery, Aaron Black, Ryan Gardner, Corey Gregson, Matty Hayball, and Tim House won't be offered contracts, so they've all been delisted by the Cats.
All right, tomorrow, Jess and Norm off the block.
Oh, yeah.
At the Chompers Harms.
Oh, no.
James Harms is in.
He's a star. He's
playing beautiful football,
you
too.
You wait till you see. The teeth will walk in, then he walks in after him.
Paul Roos and Damien Barrett midweek rub. All right, Bill, something funny.
Yep.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
All jokes aside, if you're digging for a living, you won't dig up a better Kubota dealer than supergroups.com.au.
Oh, yes, supergroups. We love them. I was talking to this lovely bloke the other day, Jim, right, who works in the elevator business.
Yes.
And I asked him how it's going. He said, it has its ups and downs.
Yeah, that was so bad you couldn't actually tell it.
I couldn't.
You couldn't actually get it told.
It has its ups and downs,
yeah,
Jim.
No, we got it.
I went to the baseball when I was in America. Went to the baseball.
Yes.
And I couldn't figure out why the baseball kept getting larger and larger.
Oh, no.
Then it hit me.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jill.
They're just
Jill
so
loves
bad.
It.
Oh, Jill's actually a laugh.
She's on the floor.
Good work, Jilly.
Jilly, what happened to you?
It actually hit him. It got bigger and bigger and then bang, yeah. Well done.
No more jokes soon.
Another catch-up done on Triple M's Rush Hour. And hopefully the show didn't stink.
You must improve.
Support your favourite team with an AFL fragrance for just $19.99. Available only from Chemist Warehouse.